And then just growing up around all the other Riches who had all the cheese factories and everything else.
So. What can you tell these guys about the cheese factories around here? We don't have them very much, so they don't really have anything to compare it to. So were there up in that area, they're just a bunch of little corner cheese factories that you're...
There is one out near Cedar Lake when you go on Highway Z, and then I should say, before you go up the hill towards the, you know where Cedar Lake home is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was an old cheese factory, and I didn't bring those pictures. That was originally land owned by my great-great-grandfather, or my great-grandfather, I should say, and I believe it would have been Lewis and Ben's aunt married a guy, and they had a cheese factory there for a while. And then Lewis was in that cheese factory for a while. And I know Lewis also had one in St. Lawrence somewhere.
So a network within the family, and they mm-hmm. probably learned how to not only communicate with customers, but also some of their work ethic, I think.
Well, yeah, I think that's where they got the whole business mm-hmm. sense and knowledge. I think that's where my dad got that part. So, and then there were other cheese factories around, too. Addison somewhere had one. And,
So what was located at the spot of Riche Dairy before Riche Dairy was there?
It was the Narrabis farm, I believe. And apparently they had some kind of a dairy there, too. And one of the Narrabises married a Riche. So
it's all connected.
Yeah.
The dairy is different than the dairy bar.
Right.
There's two different businesses.
Okay.
The Cedar Lake Dairy would be out on Riche Road off of 33.
Okay. I was mixing up the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would assume that's a fairly influential family here. And so is that by, give them maybe a landmark today that would be off 33. Is it by Keith's or?
Yeah. There's a big pond on one corner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Keith's Marina. And then there's a road that goes to the south. From
Keith's
there.
Marina. Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah. And you go down to the end of that road, and it used to sit in there. Oops. Yeah, as far as the farm, all I remember, maybe mid-60s, we went out there, and by then most of the sheds and barns and buildings were gone. And my brother was working with some friends painting the house. So we spent, a few days out there. Was painted a bright red or a burgundy red.
My mother has...
I don't know who lived in it then.
My mother has some memories of it because she worked for Mrs. Riche. And
did she?
They would go out... the Riches that lived in Slinger would just go out to the farm mm-hmm. to live in the cottages because the people who worked the farm lived in the farmhouse.
Right.
And so they would just stay there kind of in the summers and stuff at the cottages and things like mm-hmm. that were out there. So.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time out in the woods and, hanging around the north end of the lake fishing and stuff. But as far as the dairy, it was out of business by the time I remember. Right. Yeah.
Right. It was during that era where people had to have... they had milk delivered to their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mr. Riche mm-hmm. would do, is they'd pasteurize the milk, and then he would deliver the milk to their...
Is that what the...
And I actually have...
So he would actually make the milk and then deliver it in those glass jars like that.
Pasteurize. There's different versions of this. There's some that are embossed, but this is one that...
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of his customers were in West Bend.
West Bend.
But he did have some Slinger customers because he lived here, so it was natural to bring some.
We got these at an auction. I haven't even cleaned them up yet, mm-hmm. but did butter and cheese.
So who auctioned this off? Well, was it all right by Cedar Lake there?
Mm-mm. Oh. This was a different auction, an older couple, the wife had died. cottage cheese.
Yeah, in a different way compared to today. You know?
Yeah.
Everything was in glass back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So,
and my mother also commented when I talked to her a little bit about this. She said there was never a shortage of butter or whipped or cream for whipping
mm-hmm.
for when she worked and helped. She worked as a housekeeper or a helper for Mrs. Reisch, and so she did a lot of the cooking and cleaning and stuff. But she remembers never a shortage of cream for whipping and butter.
Mm-hmm. So. One article I had seen also mentions they did chocolate milk. They were one of the first places to do chocolate milk.
So the kids love them, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. My dad did, apparently, according to that article, deliver for several years prior to 39. So
he probably knew a lot of people in the area even mm-hmm. before he went to war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slinger, delivered in Slinger, West Bend, all around the lake area.